informed, at least read some stuff on some of the different candidates, try to find out what everybody believes, and then have an idea, you know, hey, that's what I believe, and then, you know, vote for them. I feel like there's so much rah-rah, go team, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm voting for whoever the hell I feel like. It's just stupid. You know? I'm a registered independent.
Ooh.
Yeah. I guess it's nothing that cool, but...
You can't vote in the primaries.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's stupid. It is.
Sometimes it's important.
See, in New Hampshire, where they had the debates last night, if you're a registered independent, you can vote for... You can vote in the primaries.
Oh.
Isn't that reasonable?
Yeah.
It's weirdness. Weirdness sometimes in this country. That was a nice change.
We're America.
Yep. So what was really interesting, though, is obviously Hillary Clinton has been leading in the polls for a while, and everyone was saying going into the debate that, like, Lou Dobbs and everybody and James Carville, you know, all the familiar faces in politics, was saying, you know, she might take a hit tonight because they'll go after her pretty hard because she's leading a lot in the polls. But she just pretty much owned the debate. She did. Yeah. They were all a bunch of noobs while she owned them.
Owned with the O or owned with the P?
With the pwned, I would say. Yeah. One day I'll find out what exactly that means. And so she keeps on, and so like it looks more and more, you know, there's a very good chance that she'll win the Democratic nomination for president. So we thought, hey, that'd be kind of fun to see what people think about that idea. About Hillary Clinton being the next president of the USA. Go ahead.
You know, she didn't do a good job the first time she ran the presidency.
Oh.
I don't know what anyone thinks she would do good the second time.
Well, because if she wants to send Bill Clinton, like, around the world, at least, you know, she won't have to hear him, you know, doing his thing in the other room.
I think he's already been around the world. If she couldn't maintain her man the first time, how do we think she's going to maintain a country?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, no, Hillary just cannot win this.
You're not a fan?
Not a fan of Hillary. Never have been, never will be.
Would you, do you vote Democratic or Republican, or do you go back and forth? What do you do?
Giuliani will probably get my vote.
But, like, historically, do you try to stay
Republican? Republican, historically. So,
I mean, that kind of, was that playing more, or would you say if it were someone other than Hillary, there'd be a better chance for you?
If it was somebody other than Hillary.
Yeah.
I usually vote for the person that I think is going to do the best job.
That's good.
But, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican, even though I'm registered Republican.
Yeah.
I vote for who I think is going to do the best job. In this case, I don't care who would run against her. I would not vote for her under any conditions.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
See ya. Hey, then, what do you think about Hillary as the next president?
This whole Hillary Clinton thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I think it'd be a really, you know, I think it'd be a pretty awesome idea to have a woman as president.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
So, or even, you know, Barack Obama. I mean, the first African-American.
Yeah, someone besides just the regular old plain white dudes that we've had to deal with. Forever.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, Hillary's kind of proven herself even when she was
First Lady.
The First Lady, yeah. People keep calling and saying that she's like, you know, she's a woman, so she's going to be soft. No, she isn't soft. She's hardcore. I mean, she's done a lot for the people of New York and stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, she is definitely a very, very good politician and very, very good at what she does. It's just a matter of, do you hate her because Bill hooked up with Monica Lewinsky, or do you hate her because she's a woman, or do you hate her because of the helmet hair? Why are you hating her? You know, it's, what is it, you know? So that's what's interesting to me is, I can understand, you know, yeah, you're a hardcore Republican, so you're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But what makes her worse than any other Democratic candidate then?
Yeah. People shouldn't be judging her on what her husband did. They should be judging her on what she did.
But she didn't keep her husband in line, so how is she supposed to keep the country in line, like our last caller said?
Well, you know, millions of people cheat, so...
Yeah. And, you know, and even, yeah, Bill Clinton cheated and everything, but, man, he was pretty good at his job, too.
Yeah. So. And think about how strong a woman she actually had to be to put up with that and keep with...
Yeah.
...staying beside her man and stay there and be like, yeah, I'm still here with him.
Yep.
You know, that's a pretty strong lady right there to begin with.
I agree with you, man. Well, we appreciate the call.
No problem.
See you. Stooks in the morning, what do you think? Hillary is the next president.
Hey, man, you guys are talking about the Democratic, the whole party and everything, running for president?
Yeah,
I watched the debate last night. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I watched the pre-debate, I watched the current debate, and I watched a little bit of it afterward, too.
Yeah, I think the only one that really caught my attention was the guy from Delaware, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yeah, Biden, that's it. He said his name some different way, but he's the only one that really caught my attention with the way he talked or whatever. He seems like he's got the balls to be the president.
Yeah, no.
Out of the Democratic side. I know the George Bush kind of, he destroyed the Republican chances of ever getting a president in for like at least the next 20 years.
20 years, so, I don't know about that.
Well, you figure each president does 8, so.
You'd be surprised. I think a lot of people hold Bush personally responsible for some things, not necessarily blaming all Republicans for it. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, he's definitely hurt their chances a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure. So, well, altogether, I think politicians are like dirty diapers. They all stink and they need to be changed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on Joe Biden. He seems like he's highly underrated, you know, and no one's really talking about him that much. He's kind of cool. I like him. I've been a fan. He's been around the world a lot, too, so.
Yeah, he's been to Iraq 7 times, like, to visit troops and see how things are going in Afghanistan and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, he's real up-to-date. As far as the Democrats go, he's probably the most informed as far as personal experience.
Yeah, so. And then that representative from Cleveland, he didn't seem like he knew what the hell he was doing. I don't think he's going to have a chance in hell.
Kucinich?
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, the guy looks
representative
like,
from Cleveland.
Looks like an elf?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we were talking earlier how he'd be fun to put in your pocket.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You guys will vote for Mickey Mouse if you're going to think about voting for that guy.
Yeah, well, he has no chance. He's just there to be heard. And
this is like the other guy, the former senator from Alaska.
Get a bumper sticker made. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's like, you know, yeah. I'd be surprised if he didn't have a heart attack while he was in office or something. The guy's like, so old.
That's Gravel.
Yeah.
He's old. Yeah, he's going extreme.
So, and then Hillary Clinton was trying to steal the spotlight the whole time.
Yeah.
So, and the funny thing is, they're all up there, like, acting like they're all best buddies and everything else when, you know, 6 to 8 months from now or whatever, they're all going to be negative campaigning on each other, like, this guy sucks and you should vote for me type of stuff, and I approve this message. That's how all campaigns go. Last night they're all like, well, you know, my friend Joe here and stuff like that, and oh, Hillary.
Yeah.
So, and then Barack Obama, he had some good views, but I don't know.
You're not.
So, I don't know. The whole thing about having an African American president or whatever, it's a cool thought to have, but I don't know if it's really going to happen. So
you don't think, as a country, we have enough people ready for that?
I'm not sure. That's just like Hillary being president. I mean, I don't see the difference in a woman being in office or whatever. Like, you know, just it depends on their views or whatever. She's got the same views as most males.
Well, like Margaret Thatcher was a highly successful politician, is one of the most successful politicians of all time.
Who, Hillary?
No, Margaret Thatcher was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was a head of state, so it's like, well, you know, this whole female argument has actually been proved wrong a long time ago.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's fair.
Bill Clinton did a really good job as president. I mean, yeah, he had his little, you know, dark time, whatever, with the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal and everything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when you're president and you get that much stress, I mean, you should be entitled to get a, you know, piece of ass. Your wife's not around. And then they just blew it up and made it a huge thing. But he was, like, really the only president that was able to balance the budget and, you know, handle foreign policy without actually starting a war.
Yeah.
So Bush got in, and holy hell, everything happened. I actually had to start doing my job.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we appreciate the call, man.
All right, man.
See ya.
Later.